Welcome to the February 2019 Shoud, the Crimson Circle Shoud. And as you can probably tell, we're not in the studio in Colorado.
We absolutely are not.
And Linda and I are here at Villa Amyo on the Big Island of Hawaii. It's a beautiful day, but I think just about every day here is beautiful.
It's one of the most consistent things. This beautiful tropical nature is so nurturing and conducive. So we hope that maybe you can feel that a little bit, but there's a lot going on.
Yeah. So speaking of a lot going on, being here at the villa, we have a big construction project underway right now. You might even hear a little noise in the background. We hated to stop the workers, so they're just doing their thing. And at the end of this welcome session, after we get done with the upcoming events, we're going to take you for a little tour around the property. We'll show you what we're doing, and we'll take you for a tour inside the villa. I know some of you have seen it in the past when you've been here for a live event, but so many of you haven't seen what it really looks like. And I'm really excited about the construction process. We're putting in a new pavilion. We're redoing the landscaping. It's going to be absolutely Amyo.
It allows us to do just more than ever, which is a really exciting potential. And we really love the fact that Adamus is so supportive of what we're doing.
Yeah. There's something about being here in person, or hopefully when you're watching while we're here. The energies here are so supportive, so nurturing and conducive. And it's really, I mean, the landscape is beautiful. You can see behind us, we have a beautiful view of the ocean from the Villa Amyo. You don't even see any other houses. You just see straight out to the foliage and to the ocean. It's truly amazing.
And normally you don't, about the only thing you'd really hear right now would be the birds chirping in the background, but they're kind of not so, they don't like construction so much.
Yeah, the birds aren't as talkative today.
Not so chirpy.
There's a cement mixer going in the background, and there's a little concern with the production team, with Peter, about do we need to stop all the construction. We said, nah, let's go with it, because it really gives you the feel for what we're doing here.
And you're a part of it.
Very, very excited about it.
Very excited.
If everything goes right, all the construction of the new pavilion and landscaping is going to be done probably about May. So just a few months from now. So let's get into it. Since we don't have a live audience, we can't tell where people are from. We're just going to go straight into...
Oh, Jeffrey, we know where they're from.
Well, yes.
They're from all over the world, and we love that you're here with us. And we feel you. We feel you. We always do. So we're glad that you're here with us, sharing this incredible adventure.
Mm. So we're going to go straight into the recap for last month.
Your eyes look very sparkling blue today.
Well, it's because of all the lights. I'm not normally, I'd be wearing my sunglasses, but right now it's best not to. I'm getting ready for Adamus because he doesn't want to wear sunglasses.
Oh, he doesn't?
No, he doesn't want
to
wear.
Oh, I thought he was cool. I thought he'd want to wear.
Want to wear sunglasses. All right. So let's take a look at the January Shoud. It seems like it was a lifetime ago. It was just a few short weeks ago, but... Let's take a look at what we did last month in the studio back in Colorado with Adamus. Let's play it in.
The Emergence.
This year, I'm going to call it the year of new friends. These friends are going to be very different, and we'll get into that in today's Shout. But for now, how about that good deep breath of allowing? Here we are at the beginning of the year. And the question is humanity, is the planet where you expected it to be now?
No.
No.
I would say it's mixed. It's been up and down. I don't really think about that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel very removed.
Yeah. I had no expectations.
No.
That was clear.
It's
yeah,
very
yeah.
clear.
Bar none, every one of you here online knew that this was going to be a big lifetime for you. Then you got sidetracked. you might have thought you'd made mistakes or done something wrong, and then things started falling apart. But I don't want that dream to go unrealized. I don't want that dream to go forgotten, because it's bigger than ever before. It's not what you might have expected. You're allowing your realization. That was what you felt way back when. This is going to be such an important lifetime. I'm going to do something important. And you're doing it right now. I want to talk a little bit about ego. Ego, derived from the Latin word I go. The ego is a beautiful thing in so many ways, but it's kind of villainized, kind of made to seem bad. Ego is fragile. If anybody touches it, it falls apart. It doesn't know what to do. After all of it being a blowhard, somebody just like looks at it wrong and it falls apart. The interesting thing about the ego, it's so fragile because it's all based on what other people think of you. It's not been a friend at all. It's been something that you've tried running from, hiding from, polishing, working on, destroying, blowing apart, reinforcing, all the rest of that. This thing called an ego. And the origins of ego, Latin, I go. I go forth. I experience. I expand. I go forth. So your first new friend in this year is your ego. It's the human in experience. And that's what the human is here for, to experience. Second friend coming in, been coming in for a while, but you're really going to notice it this year, is the master. It's the essence of all the stories, whether they're emotional or tragic or anything else. It's the essence. This is going to be your other new friend. So we're going to invent a whole new word here. Linda, if you would go to a new sheet of screen. First, start on the right hand side, okay, and write the word O.
O?
It's a letter.
It's a letter.
Okay, now write G. Now write an E. Okay, now let's take a deep breath. We're going to invent a whole new word, consciousness, everything else. We go. It is the master and the human together, your new friend. You're no longer alone. The ego had no friends whatsoever. But now we combine the human and the master, and it's a we go. And one more to go with it for the we go. It's energy.
Ooh.
Energy. There's been kind of an adversarial relationship with energy. This year, I'm going to insist, if you're going to stay in Crimson Circle, you have to allow energy to be your friend. It'll be fun. It'll be easy. You're not going to be worrying about abundance and all those things anymore. A whole new world opens up. Remember our dear friend, John Kaderka?
Yeah.
He hasn't been gone that long. John's been busy in the laboratory. When he left, he made a commitment. He said, I'm going to work on this, he called it a technology, a communication technology, a link, when he got to the other side, because he realized one of the hardest things for Chambra and for him was, how do you communicate with, how do you connect the human, the ego, with the master, much less the I am, the divinity. He's been working on this this link, this technology. Actually been working a little bit with Tesla, but doing a lot of it on his own because of his real deep understanding of Chambra. So he wanted to come in today to introduce this. And we're going to do this now with the Marab, with the Wego, and with the new friends. Today we talked about the ego. That's been really made to be quite a villain, like a bad thing. It's not. It's your stories. It's your experiences. And that ego, very, very fragile, extremely fragile, because it really wasn't yours. Now let's come back to what is yours. You, your sense of awareness, your perception of yourself without anyone else's input. How do you go beyond your thoughts to get back in touch with you? And then John looked at this whole thing of connecting with the master, with the wisdom. How do you do that without the old thoughts and limitations? And how do you connect with energy? That's the one that fascinated him the most. So John's been tinkering around in the lab. He said, I've developed a patch, something that connects the real human to the master, the real human to energy. What is it? John calls it a patch or a link. And he was always patching Crimson Circle software. What he's done now is developed, you could say, a kind of a consciousness patch, a link. I invite you, just to take a deep breath and allow this thing. He doesn't want to spend a lot of time describing, but allow this thing that opens you up to that connection to the master. So it's not elusive. It's not somewhere else. It's not that you're going to hear words, but there'll be such a knowingness that the master and you are together. Take a deep breath and allow that. You know, we bring into this year the new friends of the master and of energy and of the ego, or we go. We bring that into this year, and we now open the link, the connection. So what we have is all of this interacting, flowing, and moving together. Let's take a deep breath as we begin a new year, your best year ever.
We always love the Shout recaps because we all admit that, oh, we felt that we were there, we were in it. And then the details, the kind of key points get a little lost. And so I always like that review, brings it back to us.
Well, there's a lot of other things that happen in between, and it's easy to forget, but with that beautiful recap, we get a really good idea of what we did last month. Let's talk about upcoming events. We have quite a few things coming up in the future, starting, I believe, right here on the Big Island in just a few short days.
Correct.
We have the Amyo Retreat coming up on February 9th through the 13th, and got a great group of people coming in from around the world.
And it's sold out.
So we won't talk too much about it.
It's a great winter escape.
Absolutely. And following that, we're doing another threshold here in Hawaii on the Big Island. We've done one threshold in the past, and the energies are very different when we do it here on the island versus some of the places we've done them in the past. But very, very beautiful. And I believe that is sold out as well.
The threshold sold out.
Yeah, so two events coming up, February right here, sold out. But I wanted to make one note about the threshold. You know, we just did the Pronos 2019 recently, and it was a lot about the dragon entering, not only on a global scale, but on a very personal level right now. And there's so much about the dragon in Threshold, and it's Damas talks extensively about it. It's such a beautiful continuation. So if you really felt the energies from Pronost with the dragon, Threshold is something you might want to think about for the future, because it really deals with it on a very, very personal level.
Very intimate.
Yeah. So that's our lineup for February. And what do we have going on, Linda, in March?
Well, we'll have a shout, but of course we have Aspectology online.
Online.
And that's very, very core material. People sometimes argue about whether it should be SES, as Aspectology is the most important. And it's a very, very personal experience. Mm. And even fairly important in terms of, you really expect to work with realization, you really want to bring your parts and pieces together. And it's particularly, I found that Adamus' update to it really added to the importance of it.
It did. We're going to be back at the studio.
Correct.
In Colorado for the Aspectology. And like Linda said, it's really one of the core classes, and it gives you such insights into how we as humans create these aspects. I mean, it's actually an extension of our own creator energy. And we create these aspects that serve us in a lot of ways, serve us with doing things like knowing how to cook or knowing how to drive or how to swim or anything like that.
How to be a teacher in public education. Trust me, you need an aspect to do that.
Yes, you do. Mm-hmm. An aspect that's going to go be an accountant if you are doing that for a living. But also the aspects, particularly the emotional aspects that we create, that Tobias says that are sometimes gray and sometimes actually dark. And it's these aspects, the things that are not integrated, and we tend to battle
track
with
of them.
Yeah. And as Linda mentioned, realization is allowing all of ourselves, and as we do, the aspects integrate. They come back home.
So that was a critical piece of it.
It's Aspectology is so insightful. Well, we're going to be doing it online, if I get these dates right, March 29th through the 31st.
So we'll
be there hosting it live.
Right.
So if you haven't taken Aspectology, it's an amazing course. There is a tremendous psychology to it.
Absolutely.
A lot of Shambra who are psychologists and psychiatrists have taken it and kind of integrated into their practice, because the principles are so
valuable.
Valuable, so sacred as
right.
well.
Right, good
so,
point.
So it's online, and we hope that you can be there for that.
Well, and remember, it's live the 29th through the 31st with us hosting it, but again, because we know wherever you are in the world that our exact time we're doing it may not work perfect for you, but you have access to it. And I believe it's 90 days for the video?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, 10 days for the video, 90 days for the e-reader.
There you go.
Yep. Then in April, which is right around the corner, where are we going to be?
Oh, we are coming back to paradise.
We're going to be right back here on the Big Island of Hawaii for two different events. We're going to be doing the Amyo Retreat first from April 13th through the 17th, right here at Villa Amyo.
Correct.
And then after that...
And there are some spaces available for that.
There are spaces available. As a matter of fact, there's a fair number of spaces available for that. So if you're interested, you want to get out of the cold weather wherever you happen to be, you want to come to
escape winter.
Beautiful Villa Amyo. That's the Amyo Retreat, April 13th
it's a treat you give yourself.
Through the 17th. Yeah. And then following that is the Master's Guide to New Energy Living. There's only a couple spaces left open for
only
that.
Only a couple.
And that's a lot of fun because I don't want to give too much away, but in that, Adamus kind of sends the human away for a few days, and it's really, it's almost like a sci-fi movie. And you're wondering, okay, is the human really here or gone? Is the master here? Is this all a big game? And it's actually a tremendous amount of fun, and at the end, kind of the revelation is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So we're going to be doing that right back here in Hawaii.
Right.
Then back in Colorado at the studio online for the Sexual Energy School.
Whoa.
We do the Sexual Energy School online twice a year, usually about mid-year. This time we're doing it on May 17th to the 19th, and then again usually at the end of the year. But we're always getting requests from people who are interested in taking it, want to know.
And it's live hosted.
Live hosted from the studio.
Right.
Sexual Energy School is one of the really the three core classes for Crimson Circle. It talks about how to manage your energy. The name is a little misleading.
It is.
But Tobias didn't want us to change the name. The name is a little misleading, but it really teaches you about managing your energy.
Within yourself and with others.
Yeah, how others feed off of you, how you end up feeding off of others, and it kind of puts an end to that whole cycle.
The game. It's a game.
So that's the Sexual Energy School online in May 17th through the 19th.
It's the only class that we ever require for some of our more intense events.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah.
The only class we've ever required. And again, it was because when we did classes and it was people were trying to go deep, it was the attendees would say, we know who's taken SES because of the energy management that they could see and or not see.
And you know, as many times as we've done the Sexual Energy School live around the world, and as many times as we've done it online from the studio, there are still things that I learn from it. There's
every time.
So many layers.
We expand,
Which reminds me, by the way, if you've already taken it but you want to take it again, we do offer it for half price for the graduates.
Right.
So that's the Sexual Energies online in May.
And by the way, aspectology is the same too. I think you know that if you repeat one of those classes, it you do get a discount if you've already graduated.
Absolutely.
From it.
Good point.
Yeah.
Then we're going to take a good deep breath and head off to Santa Fe, New Mexico in June for the 10-year Adamas celebration.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So I really don't know what to expect, although we're going to be taking a look at our 10 years with Adamas, some of the most profound teachings.
He's pushed us.
Yeah, I would
He's
say.
He's pushed us.
Some of the funniest moments. We're gathering up a lot of the video for the personal interactions with Adamas and people in the audience, so that should be interesting. There's going to be an Adamas roast, which means it's kind of like a toast, but you actually roast somebody. It's where it's kind of poking fun, having a good
pushing
time.
Pushing at him a little bit.
But I understand now that we'll probably have, what, 4 or 5 people doing the roast for Adamas, but he gets his turn at the end of that.
Oh, paybacks.
Not to roast himself, but to roast Chambra. So that should be fun. We also expect to have some other entities. Our annual come together with Kathumni Lal Singh.
Oh, people love that.
Probably Saint Germain. I'm not sure about Sam. I haven't heard yet.
Oh,
but,
really?
Well, I just don't know. I don't know. See what my notes say. It doesn't say. But there'll be other entities. It'll be 2 days of taking a look at our time with Adamas, how far we've come, and I'm sure some very, very good and insightful channels from the entities.
The event is selling out, but do realize there are spaces left, and Santa Fe is a very wonderful place to visit.
Yeah.
It's multicultural, it's very artistic,
beautiful.
Great food, beautiful climate, and it'll be Chambra all over the square.
Yeah. So we'll probably have, in the neighborhood of 250 Chambra for the event. We still do have places open for it. It's filling up. It's something that Linda and I are really looking forward to. And, it was Saturday night, the Jimmy Statler Band live music. And he's performed at 2 or 3 of our events in the past.
He's pretty famous, actually.
And he's pretty well known. Great dance music, so we're going to open it wide up with Jimmy Statler on Saturday night. So Sunday morning is probably going to be a little shaky as we get started because everybody up late for Jimmy Statler.
But Saturday night, come on.
Yeah, you got to celebrate.
Yeah.
So that takes us through June. We're in the middle of planning some events at the studio this summer. Don't have the final word on those yet. But we'll let you know as soon as we have them. But I know we're also going to be doing quite a bit of recording in the studio this summer, and we'll let you know as soon as we have them.
this summer is going to fly by. We're going to be in Santa Fe in June.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we have the Keehawk. You know, we have that the Keehawk closing.
Right.
And then the new Keehawk launch.
Right.
Okay, so that's getting pretty full.
Sure.
And then, oh my gosh, we have a couple weeks in July, but don't worry, we'll work something out. And but then, at the end of August, we have to go back to Europe for...
Actually, we're going back for some great events. Norway,
yeah.
We're doing... Actually, it's a whole new event that Adamas came up with called the Master's Code in... Well, it's right outside of Bergen, Norway. I'm not going to say too much about it because it's already sold out.
Oh, that's
it's sold
right.
out almost instantly.
Well, actually, it's sold out almost with all the angels.
Yeah. And I love Norway. It's so beautiful there.
Easy.
We're really away from the city. We're, I think, 45 minutes outside of Bergen. Absolutely beautiful. And looking forward to seeing so many of you in Norway.
Near the water. That's always joyful.
Yeah. After that, we're over to Rust, Austria, where we're doing a couple different events there. We've got a
threshold reunion.
You do have to have taken Threshold to go to the reunion. Only makes sense. But we'll be doing the Threshold reunion from the Sea Hotel in Rust, Austria, followed by... Yes?
Wait, we've got to say a little bit about Rust.
Oh,
if
yeah.
you don't already know this, it's an incredibly beautiful little town.
Mm-hmm.
And it's if there's no high-rises, it's truly a beautiful European country town.
Yeah.
And it and then that's wine season. So literally...
Wine harvest season.
Oh, yeah, wine harvest. No, grape
yeah.
harvest
grape,
season.
Grape harvest, yeah.
So
yeah.
they're literally the giant carts, the horse-drawn carts and the grapes, and it's just vibrant and beautiful, and you can hike and rent bikes and go out on a little boat thing if you want to. It's quite adorable. We're trying to only go to adorable places these days.
That's not too hard to do. Also in Rust, right after that, we're going to be doing the channeling workshop. I love doing the channeling workshop because I'm not channeling, but also we really get to talk about the kind of the physics of channeling, the ethics.
Jeff,
and
it's sold out.
It's sold out, but I love doing it. And the physics and the ethics, and then we get into the channeling right away, and I just know we're going to be doing more and more of those because Chamber seems to love getting into the experience.
Connection.
Where they're actually doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So those are our events in September.
And again, those angels, I mean, they just, the events just are gone sometimes with just the angels.
Yeah.
Because they get the first dibs.
Coming in November, we're back here on the Big Island of Hawaii. We kind of keep coming back here. We're still working on the final schedule, but we are going to be doing a new workshop called Energy Works. We don't have the exact date yet, but, you know, Adamas has been talking so much about energy, our new relationship with energy and how...
He's redefining physics.
Yeah, if we're going to stay here on the planet embodied, we have to redo our whole relationship with energy, which is kind of ours to begin with. But we're going to do a workshop specifically focusing on how energy works, how you work with energy, how you reorient yourself to a whole new way of dealing with energy. So that'll be a good one.
Are you excited?
Yeah, actually I am, because I've been learning a lot about energy management, but my own energy. And, you know, with all the talking Adamas has been doing about energy, I'm no longer seeing it as an outside, almost opposing force. It's becoming more and more intimate. I mean, I'm not all the way there yet, but I'm really creating my own new relationship with energy, and it's amazing. And you find that it's not overwhelming, and it's not really ever opposing you, and it's not something that comes from the outside. You start to see the whole outer world as a reflection of you, and it's really quite amazing. And it just changes everything. You no longer have the struggle with energy.
Right.
So, yes, I'm
it's
really
a good
looking
time for
forward
that right
that.
Now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's time for Chambra News. Okay. First of all, make sure to check out the Chambra magazine. It's got all the latest listings of workshops, events, the latest Chambra news, and really great articles. We've been publishing the Schomburg News now for, I want to say, 15 years or so, and you know, it's difficult actually to put out a monthly magazine and keep it high quality and consistent, but we managed to do it, and I'm really proud of it. So take a look at the new Schomburg magazine. Next after that, you, as many of you probably know, back in January, we did Pronos 2019.
Oh, boy.
That was amazing. Now,
wait, I'm jumping in now.
Go ahead.
Because I'm so excited. This Pronost, if you haven't seen it, is probably my favorite Pronost we've done, because normally it feels like an impression, a perception of the world outside of us. But Adam has so personalized what this information meant to each of us. Very, very personalized. It was not like a Pronos. It was really deep.
But actually, it's really interesting for the last, I'd say, 3 years. It's been a lot about technology, artificial intelligence, kind of where the world is going based on technology, which, started talking about it was interesting, but now I'm seeing more and more of that in the news. All these news stories about artificial intelligence, robotics, and everything else. It's actually been truly amazing. But now he kind of turned the corner with it.
That's what I'm saying.
But you, in order to understand the whole concept of the dragon and why it's coming in now, you really needed to understand all of the things about technology why, where technology is going to go and why it's so important right now on the planet. But he kind of turned the corner, and now it's about, okay, with technology,
our role,
with consciousness, the dragon comes in. And he talked about it both in terms of the planet, but then in one of the other sessions, he turned it much more personal.
Yes.
And, you know, I've never seen quite so much passion or enthusiasm with Schomburg around the world. Once he started talking about the dragon, I mean, the social media is filled up with good insights and stories about it. It really touched Schomburg deeply.
I just, even beyond that, he personalized what all this means to us and what we can do and our role in it. And I just found that so valuable and calming, actually.
Yeah.
Because the more you hear the crazy headlines, the way he dealt with this and worked with us, it gave us a way to just to be in our own allowing.
Yeah. So it's three sessions. He talks in the first session about the symbology of the dragon, what the dragon is, and then in the other two sessions, how it's going to affect the world in the coming years, and then how it's affecting us right now. It's available as a cloud class. I believe you have 90 days access to the video files once you sign up for it. And I would say that it's the most popular of all the Pronos to date.
For all the right reasons.
Really touched Schomburg in a lot of different ways.
And so, people are telling other people that because, you know, a lot of people didn't anticipate. I didn't anticipate where that would go and the level it went to. And so it was really easy to talk about it because it went to such a new place.
Well, you know, we put together a little recap of Pronos 2019. Let's take a look at it right now to see what Adamus was up to. Pronos 2019, the dragon enters. Of humanity as we know it. In a way, it is. Technology is developing very, very quickly, where the morals and values and the structures that were created a long time ago by churches and religions are starting to fall apart. You also have the rise in technology, and that's becoming the new God. The dragon is disruptive, and it will come into all imbalanced areas on the planet. And sometimes it can be really good, but other times it's going to wreak havoc on a lot of systems. So as the dragon comes into this planet and creates a lot of chaos for a lot of people, and I would say at personal levels, mental, physical, identity, a lot of things like that. But it also shines a light for those who are maybe more conscious, more aware, would like something more than just the battles of life. So you're going to have an interesting scenario on the planet with a much higher level of consciousness and more clarity. You brought consciousness, the dragon's bringing the clarity. And imagine how that's going to create even more separation on the planet. The dragon enters. When the dragon enters, things change. The dragon is clarity. The dragon is truth. The dragon is consciousness. Heretofore, the planet wasn't quite ready. The planet wasn't ready to have this, but now it is. The dragon goes deep within and finds those things that are out of balance, that are lies, that are distortions. It stands at the threshold of realization. It stands there ready to make sure you're ready. It stands there if you have any crap, if you've got imbalances, if you've got things that are deeply hidden, it's there to bring those out. The guilt and shame for coming to this place, for coming here with no name and no light. There is a huge guilt associated with that. The dragon is saying, you cannot bring that here. It is not allowed. I will throw you back 1,000 years before I even let you close to this door of realization. Ultimately, what happens with it, it's about receiving forgiveness. You cannot forgive yourself. Don't even try. Don't even try. But you can receive forgiveness from the I Am. To allow the dragon is to see clearly who you really are. To allow the dragon is to go beyond the realms of the mind into the realms of magic and grace. We have a few years now to allow realization. A few years to stop playing the game. Take a deep breath and welcome the dragon into your life. It will bring clarity. It will bring magic, and it will give you back your name.
And one final thing before we take a little tour, actually, the new book, The Stories of the Master, is out. It's based on stories written by Chambra. Was part of Keyhawk 7 projects, actually, and we have some really great stories. It's available as you actually go through the Crimson Circle store, but it's actually on Amazon. It's either a hard copy book or an online book, e-book. We've had so many good comments about it. There are great stories in there, all about the master and the human. And when Adamus first mentioned this project, I was kind of thinking of, you know, it's a lot of work for the staff to put everything together. And I was kind of wondering where Adamus was going to go with it. But then it dawned on me, you know, he's been telling the master stories for a while. He has his own book out,
yes,
Memoirs of the Master.
Of course.
But he wants Chambra now to be the ones telling the stories, writing the stories. He wants Chambra to be the one getting active and being in the experience. So it's a great book and a great start of what I hope is many, many, many more things that are going to come from Chambra in the years ahead.
Okay.
So you ready to take a tour?
Sure.
Good. We'd like to show you a little bit more of the property. Now, before we go down there, we're going to mention that
a few things. We're located on the big island of Hawaii. Hawaii has a number of different islands. I believe there's seven total.
Why do they call this the big island, Jeff?
Because it is the biggest island, and it's also the island of Hawaii.
The whole
state is called Hawaii, but this big island is the island of Hawaii, and it's also the county of Hawaii, so it's a little confusing once in a while. The island features a huge volcano.
Famous volcano.
Very famous volcano.
Active famous volcano.
Which was active last year, but now...
No, it's always active, but it went a little wild.
It went a little wild.
After Schomburg visited.
We are kind of on the western, maybe southwestern portion of the island, right outside a town called Kona. Now, Kona, actually, in the Hawaiian language, means southwest. So it's very appropriate for the town to be named Kona. The villa is at about 1,200 feet, which would be about 400 meters elevation. It's really, really nice because we get the nice warm days, but never too warm. And at night, it gets down to nice, cool temperatures. There's no heat or air conditioning at the villa because the weather is so moderate here all the time. It's really quite
tropical,
beautiful.
Conducive.
Yeah.
Nurturing.
We were looking for a place where we could kind of set up a place for Schomburg to come from all around the world to get really deep into some of the workshops. And I think we both know that when we do an event here, there is a beauty, a depth, and a grace to it because of the environment. We're about, I believe it's about 1,500 or 1,700 miles from the nearest landmass. It's a long way away. Los Angeles is probably the closest landmass, followed by Japan. So we're kind of right in the middle of the ocean. It's such a nurturing environment. We love coming here. And when we were thinking about a place...
Well, people were suggesting it, begging us, saying, you guys got to find a place, and they were recommending. We looked at places all over the world.
All over the world, yeah. And, you know... When we do an event at a hotel, we usually have a pretty good hotel, but it's still not quite the same as having our own facility with the Schomburg energies built right into it.
It has a home space to it. It's all of our home space. And we are able to, we don't have hotel people banging carts.
Yeah,
we bang our own carts.
Right. And we don't have muggle hotel guests mixed amongst it. It's really a very graceful, beautiful place.
That's the right word.
So when we were looking for a place, Linda and I came here to the Big Island just to kind of check it out. When we were shown this particular location, we fell in love with it right away for a variety of reasons. One is the view. As you can probably see, you've got a clear shot to the ocean, and it's much more expansive than what the camera shows here. You can look from almost 100 degrees and see the beauty of the ocean, and it's so nurturing.
And the sunset, gorgeous sunset every night. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, in the evening, maybe we'll even put in a few shots to show what it looks like. The evening, the sunset is right out there. It's absolutely
stunning. Stunning.
The property, the house has been here, the property's been here since about 1978. So the villa was built a little while ago by an architect who wanted to kind of have a little bit of the Tuscany Italian design to it, which creates this kind of its own beauty. And as much as we love Tuscany, coming here and finding a villa with that Tuscany flavor to it was
amazing. An open plan, a great area to serve people.
Yeah.
I mean, just everything is so delightful.
We had a lot of requirements. We had to be able to do events outside or inside in case it rains, because sometimes it does. So when we walked in here, we realized there was a huge living room area where we can actually, and we have, seated 30 people without being crowded.
Mm-hmm.
So we can do the events inside. We needed a big serving area. You love the kitchen here.
Oh, I love it.
It's huge, and we're able to literally serve for 30 people or even more through the kitchen. And what I really like about it is there's windows all the way around. It's kind of in a U shape.
Right.
And there's windows, and in the center is a beautiful courtyard. We'll show you in just a moment.
You're always looking into nature.
And then as far as the property, it sits on about an acre and a half of land, which is difficult to find that much land with a house this size on the island. Initially, actually, it was two pieces of property, and we bought them both and consolidated them into one. And it's got a beautiful pool, and the grounds are just filled with amazing tropical foliage. And we'll show you in a minute, promise. But once we started doing workshops here, we realized we were doing them down on the pool terrace level, but we wanted something even more permanent and less setup work, once we got here to do a workshop. So we decided to build a pavilion. The pavilion will seat about 40, 44 people easily, and it'll have, it's kind of like, in a way, like the studio, where we walk in and basically kind of flip some light switches, and we're in business. We can do filming, we can do workshops, just about anything. And then while we started the pavilion project, we realized that we wanted to do some re-landscaping, so we're doing retaining walls, we're putting in new trees and
we're doing
shrubs.
It right.
We're doing everything. So we'd like to show you the construction. Are you ready to take a walk down there?
You bet.
Okay.
You bet.
And we also, by the way, have our villa, I don't even want to call it a dog, our villa canine friend, Belle. Belle will probably be with us on the tour. As a matter of fact, she's sitting, laying right here at our feet during the shower. She's amazing. She actually belongs to the neighbors, but she comes over all the time, and she's just such a joy to have around. I love the energy, and I think she loves the energy of being here. So let's take a tour around the property. Then we're going to come back and take a tour through the house, give you a little bit idea of the beauty of Villa Amio. So thank you,
everyone.
And then after that, we're going to go
thank
to break.
Thank you for being here.
And after the tour, we'll go to break and then come back and have a shout with the Damas.
We can do it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's take a walk. So, welcome to Villa Amio. We're at the entryway. Beautiful driveway as you approach the villa. You come in for a workshop or any of the other events we have here. You can see it's just surrounded by beautiful natural foliage. It's just an amazing place to be. And just even driving up the driveway is beautiful in itself. We're going to take a little tour around and show you. And again, we have some construction going on right now, so it's a little rough, but we wanted to give you an idea of what the villa looked like.
Well, and it's an uphill. It's quite beautiful because this is a mountain, and everything is built into the side of a mountain. So it allows for quite a lot of beauty and grace with all that difference in elevation.
So let's take a look around.
Okay. Oh, and Belle's with us, our happy little villa dog, Belle.
Right now we're on what we call the orchard level. You can see it's a lot of pile of rock right now. What we're doing
lava rock.
Lava rock.
You can actually see how lava rock is formed, and based on the heat, it formulates the shape based on how fast it cools. And I think it's stunning because, again, this is a volcanic island, and it's stunning that the species here are able to grow on top of this massive rock. It's so unique, it's beyond words.
We had to dig all this out in order to level the area, and we're going to bring in some fill dirt, and then we're going to plant fruit trees. One of the other things I wanted to point out to is a beautiful king palm in the background. It's absolutely a stunning tree, I guess you'd say very, very expensive, very exclusive.
It's majestic.
Very majestic. So on the island here, you can grow all sorts of different things, things couldn't possibly imagine growing in Colorado.
Even on the wall over there, they're just bananas growing wild there.
Yeah, we actually go over there and pick some of the bananas off once in a while, and they're the smaller ones, but they're really quite beautiful.
Well, yeah, they're specific to the island.
So this whole area here will be filled with fruit trees. If you're here for workshop, you'll just be able to come right over to one of the trees, like what we have here, and pick your fruit and eat it. When we're finished with this whole project, this area here that you see is going to be just all grass. Now, we'll use it for parking during the workshops, but otherwise it'll be a beautiful grassy area. Just go strolling through without your shoes on. Right now we have piles of rocks again that were pulled out and that we're going to use for some of the new retaining walls that we're building.
This is the area where the new pavilion is going to be built, and as you can see, they're leveling and building the supportive walls, and we're really quite excited about the safe space we're going to create for all our events here.
Right now it's kind of a mess, of course. We've got some heavy equipment in here, building walls right behind us. Actually, this back wall here is going to be the back of the pavilion, and literally when we're doing the workshops, and we have the pavilion built, Linda and I will be standing about right here.
Oh, you're right.
Beautiful structure all around, kind of open air on three sides. And this is where we're going to do some absolutely beautiful and amazing chamber workshops in the future.
And we're thrilled.
So it's we've got retaining walls going in all around, hopefully pouring the foundation in about the next 30 days and then building it. We hope to have the pavilion part done in the early May sometime.
And as you know, Jeff has a little bit of a problem watching some of this work goes on, because Jeff's favorite pastime is building walls, and he's led other people doing this for him. It's been a little hard to watch.
Well, it's fun to watch the pros, though, and see how they do it.
Oh, but okay.
More
so
than anything, it's just it's fun to watch walls go in. There's just, I think I was a mason in a past lifetime, because to see walls is just a thing of beauty. But we want to show you a little bit more here. We're going to be planting more foliage back in here.
Of course.
In this area. This will all be pavilion and the walkways around the pavilion. And as you'll be able to see in just a moment, you still have a beautiful view of the ocean and the foliage and everything else that goes with it when you're here at a workshop at Villa Amio. So this is the pavilion area. Really quite beautiful. And I can't wait till we do our first workshop. It's almost hard to imagine right now with the dirt and the construction and everything else going on.
Trust me, I can imagine it.
But
I can
visualize it. It's going to be absolutely
beautiful.
Very exciting. What a view. I mean, what an absolutely beautiful view. And what you're seeing now is the new staircase that's going to be going from the pool level down to the pavilion level. It's going to be a pretty big staircase. You can see the local workers are putting in all the rocks for the sides of the staircase, and they really do an amazing job. They're so skilled at building the walls, straight edges. It's absolutely amazing work that they're doing. But it's an art. And in just a few short weeks, that's going to be a beautiful new staircase going down from the pool down to the pavilion. And this is our beautiful pool area. You can see it's got an incredible view. Beautiful pool, hot tub, great afternoons just soaking in the pool. You know, Damas always says that water is really good for some of those physical symptoms that we're going through, coming to realization. So what a perfect place to do it. A lot of times there's birds sitting right on the edge over there, taking their little baths and enjoying the beauty of the pool.
And chirping to entertain us when we're doing workshops.
On the opening dinners that we have for so many of the events, we set out the tables here in the evening. It's just beautiful, under the stars, next to the pool, just...
With the sunset in the background, too.
Yeah, it's truly Amio.
Absolutely.
And this is the kind of the current pavilion area down at the pool house. This is where we set up and do the workshops right now, but of course later on we'll be down at the pavilion. We put up some of the tents here to provide cover from the sun for everybody. Linda and I are usually standing or sitting up here in this area. And it actually is pretty quaint. It provides just a nice little area for doing the workshops.
Homey and warm and nurturing. I mean, those words just keep coming through over and over.
We'll have anywhere from 20 to 30 Shambro from all around the world. And there's such great energy here. We have the music, the channelings from Adamas. I can't tell you how many times now we've done the workshops here, and it just the energy in this area is so beautiful, so amazing because of the work that we've done here in the past. But we won't be using this too much longer because we're going to be down at the new pavilion, the new Shambho Pavilion, doing the workshops. Welcome to Villa Amyo. We're going to do a little tour of the inside of the house, and maybe you'll get an idea why we feel it's so special, so precious, and you maybe even feel the energies here as we do our little walk through the Villa Amyo.
It's called the Villa Amyo because it really does represent those energies, and it really is conducive to life, and you can feel the life force. Everywhere you look, it's here in this beautiful place.
Well, as we pointed out before, there's windows everywhere.
Everywhere.
The way it was designed, windows on the lower level, windows on the upper level. You can see we just passed through the front dining room, and now we're coming into the kitchen area of Villa Amyo. And again, while you're here in the kitchen, still plenty of beautiful nature, windows, sunlight. And what we really liked about the kitchen was that it's huge.
Oh, it has all the perfect area to host events. And it's like, how did they know we would want to do this? How did they know?
So many times we're doing events with 20, 30, 40 people. And to have this kind of kitchen makes it so ideal.
Absolutely wonderful.
We also have kind of a back dining room back over in this area. Pantry, microwave, closets, and everything else. But it makes it so convenient for doing what we do at the workshops.
We hope you can feel the energy, can see the beauty of it, and all the wood, the beautiful wooden
beams in the ceiling, and beautiful
it's
wood
just
ceiling.
A warm and gorgeous look that we really love and appreciate.
Let's take a walk up to the living room, but let's go through the courtyard on our way just to give everybody a little look at that.
And I love that it's always full of anthuriums, that heart-shaped flower.
Oh, yeah, so pretty.
And it grows like a weed here, so it's quite remarkable.
Everything grows so well here. So this is our courtyard, and out here we've got the barbecue grill. We've got beautiful plants and foliage, a nice place to sit. So nice and quiet back here. We really love this area. And it adds so much light and color to all the inner rooms.
That it does.
Let's take a walk up
to
the living room.
Even the orchids grow wild. I mean, it's just wonderful.
Yeah,
every time
you
turn around, there's some new beautiful flower that's just blossoming and celebrating. Okay.
Great. So come on down to the living room.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, and down this corridor here is the down in the bedroom area. There's a master suite and two guest suites down there. So we're not going to take a look through the bedrooms, but I just want to let you know that they're there. Now we're coming into the beautiful living room.
Oh, it's such a gorgeous space. And again, when we have events and if we need to be inside, it's a beautiful space that we enjoy working from.
It's large enough so if it is raining outside, we can quickly move everybody in here. And yes, it does have a fireplace. We're not using it as a fireplace because you don't really need to here on the island of Hawaii. As a matter of fact, there's not even any air conditioning in the house, no heat or air conditioning because you just don't need it.
It's so temperate, so tropical year-round. And, you know, fireplaces are a little bit of a risk here.
Oh, and we love the open ceilings and, again, the beautiful woodwork and the views. I mean, you just can't beat the views. Are simply amazing.
I think you can feel how much We've grown to love this chamber
space.
Got
a wet bar area over here. Of course, TVs, well, actually TVs all through the house, but we put this big one in case we're doing a workshop and need to show something on the screen. But once again, we just love the place, the room, the design, the architecture. And then we end up on the lanai. Lanai means patio in Hawaiian. And again, you're going to hear a little construction noise in the background because we're busy at work, as you can see, with the new pavilion. We spend many an hour out here at night, Linda and myself, just enjoying the beauty. Got a great
panorama of the ocean. It's just magic.
Great view of the sunset. So
it just moves energies just in such a specifically beautiful way.
So that's a little quick tour of Villa Amyo, the inside and the outside. We hope you enjoyed it. And it's time now for our break before we get on with Adamus for the next shout in the Emergence series. So let's take a deep breath together. We'll be back. Well, just check out the timer. We'll be back for Adamus in just a moment. Thank you.
Thank you.
Aloha.